everybody, to another episode of OC Spotlight, where we talk to the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in your own backyard. And this week is no exception, as we have somebody very special with us today here, Janine Macklin. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here today.
So tell everybody why we're excited to have you here as well. You've come up with a way to manifest money now. Isn't that what we all want? We want it to just manifest itself here?
Yes. Snap our fingers and it's right there.
That's what I'm looking for.
Really come up with. It's really a not as quick, but a way to shift our thinking about money. So it feels like it manifests very quickly for us.
Right.
And then when we shift our mindset and our thoughts about it, then we can see better relationships with our money and greater results.
So this is a workshop that you put together. Is this the first one, or have you done other of these workshops before?
This is the first one where it's a three-day event where we're really lasering in for 3 days on what are your beliefs, your limiting beliefs, and how do you step into greater possibilities. And then the next day, we're looking at monetizing your value. And then the last day, how do you really begin to build a life that you love and your legacy? So that's the first time we've done it all together like that for authors and speakers and coaches. But I've been on tour most of this year so far throughout the United States, speaking to groups throughout regarding shifting your relationship with money.
Well, and how did you get into this? How did you become the money manifester out here?
Well, through certainly trials and realizing that there was a financial education I didn't have growing up. There were a lot of conversations that didn't happen at my dinner table around FICO scores and interest rates and compound interest and all the different.
You didn't sit down to dinner and have these discussions like.
I did not.
Wow.
You didn't. Did you have those?
Oh, all the time. No, never. Never.
Right? Never. So when we look at what's happening with our business, a lot of times what I find for my clients is the patterns that they picked up in their family and growing up, they've moved those into their adult life, and now they've brought those into their business, and it just isn't working for them.
We learn about
don't have that financial education.
We learn about everything in school and from our families and friends, except how to make money. That's just something we're supposed to figure out for ourselves.
Right. We know how to spend it. Now,
yeah.
TV helps us quite a bit with that. But when it comes to saving it, investing it, sustaining it, or if you're a business person, then you're looking at scaling your business, they didn't give us the manual for that. So I had to learn through trial and error and credit cards and debts and, you know, the difference between want and need and just all of that. And then I began to talk with women and found out that that was a concern for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So over the time, I worked with them to see how you change your relationship. Because we have a lot of money we get, you know, running through our fingers throughout the years.
Women are in control of most of the money, most of the purse strings in most families here. And yet,
are
you really trained, prepared? Most women don't get a financial education. They don't come from an accounting background. And yet, they're suddenly the family accountant here.
You're absolutely right. And so we may be borrowing money that we don't necessarily need to borrow. We may be investing in ways that we're not sure of. Or then our feelings get involved. And we won't talk about retail buying or, you know, emotional eating. But all of those can show up in your business. And I have coaches and entrepreneurs who've been in the business for 3 or 4 years, still not seeing the results that they want. So
wow.
I talk with them about what's that conversation going on in your head about money.
So who will we hear from at this three-day workshop? And give us the dates and location again here.
It's an intimate experience. It'll be May 26th, 27th, and 28th. I have a bonus day on the 25th to do some one-on-one mastermind with about 5 women. And you'll hear me. It's an intimate event, so I'll be presenting on that Friday. And then on that Saturday, I have a woman coming in from New Jersey, Dr. Lisa Lewis, who talks about stress as it relates to money.
She's going to be stressed out coming in from New Jersey here. She's and you live in New Jersey, you're stressed out. So she's going to be an expert on it by the time she gets there.
That is so true. Whenever I'm talking to her, the traffic, the noise, the bridges. So she's going to talk about stress. And then I have Tyrone Jackson, who is the wealthy investor. And he will be talking on that Sunday about how do you build the life and create the legacy. And it's closer than you think.
It is. It really is. Because it sometimes seems so far away. That money is way up on a hill there shining down, and I can't seem to ever climb that mountain. When I go up, there's another one. I get up the top of the mountain, and I see it's moved 2 mountains further here. You know, it's never quite where I think it is.
You know, and that's the experience that I have with a lot of clients. That's what they feel. It's like, as soon as I get close, then it moves away.
Yeah.
Even if I get it, then I can't hold on to it. How do I sustain it? And it's so frustrating for everyone. It's not just a certain group of people, everyone that's really struggling to try and navigate, how do I handle my money in a way that's going to be responsible and take care of me and my family?
Exactly.
So I love having that conversation.
And I'll tell you two other aspects we talk a lot about on the station, a lot of different shows. Is one is I'm an aging baby boomer. I hate to admit it, but yes. I'm in my 60s now here.
Okay.
And I still look and feel like I'm 30. I dress like I'm in college, but I, you know, when I wake up in the mirror, I say, who's this old man looking back at me here? And one of the things this old man wasn't really ready for and still can't quite wrap his head around is, I've been given another 30 years. Hooray! My whole generation has. We got an extra bonus round coming. We're not going to die in our 60s like my grandparents did. We might live to be 90s, hundreds, who knows? What am I going to do with that? And how the heck am I going to pay for it?
Right. That is the big concern. That is so true. The baby boomers, we have been given, which not to mention the generations behind us, easily an additional 30 years. If we take care of ourselves, stop worrying so much, do some exercise, get some in front of the TV and enjoy life.
Yeah.
It's like life says, here, you have 30 more years. We're like, yeah, but how do I take care of myself for those 30 years?
Yeah, and how do I pay for this? What's healthcare going to cost? Do I have a pension? Only one out of 10 Americans even get a pension anymore. So have I saved enough? What is enough? I saw a billboard the other day. I think it was for something like Prudential or some big investment house like that. And they said, what's enough? You know, what is the number? When my dad was younger, he thought he knew what the number was. He could look. He didn't have to plan for that many years of retirement. He figured 65 and died by 70. So he had to plan for 5-6 years. Now we might have to plan for 30, 40, 50 years, depending on.
It's like a whole other lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. So
we will have enough time to have two or three different life experiences and two or three different careers.
Exactly. And of course, that's at the stage of life when you're more likely to get sick. 95% of your health expenses are going to be in those last 5 years of your life. That's what's it going to cost? What kind of program? I don't know. I don't know what the number. So even if I could come up with a savings plan, and even if I made enough money to save that amount of money, I don't know what it is. I really don't.
I don't think any of us do. I don't think any of us really do, which is why I think we're seeing more and more people are working longer, at least as long as they can.
Yeah, exactly.
At their job. No, I don't hear anyone really talking about retiring. And when they do retire, it's to do the job or the dream that they'd always wanted to do. They're still starting a business. They're opening restaurants. They're still, but it's what they love.
It's another career. It's not sitting by the golf course like my dad dreamed of doing here and doing nothing or fishing. So here's another aspect.
The drive is because of the health care and the money pieces. That's part of the drive for people to say, okay, now let me go do this because I still have to be able to support myself.
Yes, exactly. So that's a big issue. We have several shows where we talk about that. The next chapter with Charlie's one where he deals with that, or the Rad Life. We have a couple of shows where we talk about that.
Oh, cool.
And then another aspect that comes up quite often is, so you think, okay, when I make some more money, now I get the house, now I get the family, now I do this, maybe I'll get some of the things I dreamed of, I don't know, a boat or whatever your magic dream is, start a business, whatever. And then people get to that point after struggling and planning and all things you're going to talk about here, and then they look around and say, this wasn't enough. I have a very good friend of mine who's a very successful attorney. He easily makes $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 a year. I don't. And I'm always marveling and looking at him saying, oh my God, you got it made. He says, made. I make more, I spend more. What happened? Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to change my life the way I thought it would. Talk about that.
Right. Yeah, because it costs more.
Yeah.
You know, when you're making the $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, it's a different cost of living.
Yes.
So particularly different if you just start with the cars that you own. I mean, we've got
the house he owns, all that stuff. Yeah.
The house, and it costs more. So
yeah.
I understand. It's like if you can't catch up, and even though they say you really want to live below your means, you can do that, but still your means are pretty high. For that tax bracket.
Because your means change. You know, you're not going to live like he did when I knew him in college. We both went to college together here. Our needs were different. And somehow, as his income has gone up, his needs have gone up, his expenses have gone up, and yet part of him says, this isn't what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't oftentimes fulfill the joy and that sense of fulfillment that people are looking for. You have all these things, but you don't have that inner peace, and there's no tangible amount of money you can put on trying.
Right. So he looks ahead at clients. He works for some really high-powered real estate developers. He says, well, that's where I need to be. I need to be making $3 million a month or $3 million a year, not just. So, you know, it isn't just planning for how to get there. It's knowing what are you going to do when you get there.
Right, and what it is that you want.
Yeah, what's their look like?
What's their look like? What is it? You don't know. when I have clients, like, well, I'll know when I get there. I'm like, well, no, you won't.
Right. Exactly. You'll still be driving around. Am I here yet? Am I here yet? Am I close? Yeah.
Right. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like, smell like? If you don't know that, have some idea of that, then you're spinning in circles, which can really become very frustrating.
And that's why I encourage people to go to coaches, to go to workshops, to do this kind of stuff that you're talking about. You're doing God's work here, because I think there is something that we all have to learn. It isn't as easy as just, okay, controlling your budget and controlling your expenses and your urges. And that's certainly part of it for a lot of people. And we all know people, I think the majority of people still live paycheck to paycheck like that. So you don't get anywhere doing that. But then you got to look beyond it and say, what is it that I want to do? What is it, like you said, what's the difference between need and want? And what's holding me back from getting there? And what's it going to look like?
What's going to give you meaning and value? Because what you were describing is when you get there and it's not, you're not, this isn't it.
Yeah,
and what gives your life meaning? Because it may not be the 300,000 or the 3 million. You may find there's a simple kind of way that you want to live that gives you more fulfillment, and it may not cost as much.
Exactly.
We have to know what the there is.
My late father was an executive for Chrysler Corporation, and it was the typical World War II generation. He's died several years ago, but we used to talk about this in years gone by. And he started off broke in the ghetto in Detroit and went through the Depression and barely could eat, you know, and then fought World War II and barely lived through that and came back and without college or anything, rose to the ranks, you know, rags to riches type of stuff here. And we lived in an affluent suburb of Detroit. And I used to say to him, you know, gee, Dad, did you ever think of being president of the company? Because he became a vice president, but never the president. And he looked at me and said, you know, I thought I did early on. He said, but along the way, you realize there's sacrifices and you have to decide which sacrifices you're willing to make. And I said, what does that mean? He said, you'll find out. And I think it is for all of us. Some of us are the Donald Trumps of the world. They're willing to go all the way here. But there's a sacrifice to be. There's a trade-off. And some of us along the way say, maybe that's I'm not willing to go that far.
Yeah, that's not the trade-off that you want to make.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so do you talk about any of those kinds of things here? Is it just aspirational how to get there, or is it about what's there look like and what's...
No, that's part of the conversation in the very first day when I'm asking them about possibilities. I mean, what is your there? What do you see possible for yourself and how realistic that is? And then kind of really defining what would that look like? How would you get there? Because then I'm like, how do you know when you get there?
Otherwise,
you keep wandering and
right, more. And that's what we're all trained to do.
You don't have the money.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the money to sustain that, you don't have the money to sustain that kind of journey, given that you're 60-something and now you have an additional 30 years.
Yeah, right.
You may not be able to walk around for 10 or 15 of those years trying to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
So we spend a lot of time on that first day diving into what's the possibility, where are you, and where is it you want to go, and let's look at how you can get there and what that would look like. What are some of those guideposts along the way that lets you know you're on the right direction or that maybe you're out of alignment, you need to change and look at something else?
Good.
Part of the conversation.
I think so. It's a 3-day workshop. Give us the dates and places again, and then we'll talk about how people find you.
Manifest Money Now will be held at The Garland in North Hollywood, California, May 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Okay. That's actually the old Beverly. I remember, you're too young. You remember Beverly Garland from My Three Sons and all those kind of movies. Yes, right.
It is. And her son still lives there on the property, one of them.
Does he? Yeah. You would know her if you look, go Google that name, Beverly Garland. She did lots of movies, lots of TV shows. I remember from My Three Sons. And then she became a hotelier later in life and built this property. And it's a great place and it's been there forever here.
Ah, yes. So it's beautiful. The property is beautiful. They renovated it. It's just perfect environment for everyone who is coming to take some time to rest and not worry for a moment, worry and stress and try and figure out, argue and disagree about money, but come and get some solutions that they can actually begin to implement, or at least take back home and have those conversations with their family.
Yeah,
exactly. How do we manage these next 30 years or 40 years? I mean, we're living to be 100 these days.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And websites, how do they find you? How do they sign up? And what's the cost and all that?
Absolutely. They can go to www.manifestmoneynow.live.
What a clever. Well, I didn't know there was a .live extension here.
I know, huh? I didn't either. My marketing person said, let's do live since you're going to be live.
Yeah.
So www.manifestmoneynow.live. What else did you want to
know? And what's it cost?
The cost is $397 for the 3 days. That includes your lunch, VIP lunches, and coaching time, and a wonderful experience.
Such a bargain, like $100 a day to
about $100 a day.
There you go.
Now, to 30 to 6 or 7 in the evening, plus your food, great information, insight, practical tips and strategies. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it. All right. How many people will this handle? If we bring a flood of people, can you accommodate it here? How many people are we
going to? We have space up to about 55 to 60 people. We're good.
Okay. So good. Absolutely. It's because it's not a Tony Robbins thing where I'm going to sit in the audience with 500 people and whatnot.
No, I don't want to. That's not one of my. That wasn't what I was given to create.
Right.
I want to have some impact and influence in a more intimate kind of way to actually answer questions, to have people walk away with a blueprint to say, you know, next week you're going to do this, or the next month explore this. These are the changes you can make. So I really want to have an impact.
I think that's what people are looking for. Help me face the questions. Help me start asking the right questions. Help me look within myself. You know, the hard questions. Help me look. Start with by looking within myself. What's holding me back? What do I want? What's why am I not getting there? And then what's there look like? And how am I going to handle there? And then what's this roadmap look like? Because I think we're just too afraid to think about it. I think we just stick our heads down and we say, I'll think about it tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes.
Well, tomorrow becomes next month and then next year and 2 years and 5 years. You're like, wow, what happened?
Yeah. So we're saying tomorrow starts May. Give us the dates again.
May 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Okay. And it's up at the what used to be called the Beverly Garland Hotel.
Hotel.
The Garland Hotel up in North Hollywood. Beautiful place, beautiful space. Start tomorrow now. Start living now. Start manifesting your money now with Janine Macklin. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about it here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to another edition of one of the special OC spotlights we put on periodically, taking a look at the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in your own backyard, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.